School employees have long been subject to criminal background checks. Now elected and appointed school board members will have to be fingerprinted too. Frank Belluccio, spokesman for the New Jersey School Boards Association.
And then the state would run checks with the state police as well as with the FBI. However, the exact procedures will have to be determined by the State Department of Education. We understand they are in the process now of developing those guidelines, and we're waiting to hear from them.
Board members will be disqualified if they have any convictions for drugs, child endangerment, bias, burglary, robbery, aggravated assault, or for making terroristic threats. In New Jersey, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.